And they're the kind of riffs that are going to echo around the hill at Slane on Saturday as Guns N' Roses return after 25 years. Stuart Clark of Hot Press is here. Will you be there?
I'm going to go. Yeah, the reports on the tour have been very, very good, even from begrudging hacks who think they're past their sell-by date. I'm not sure how much they're hanging out backstage. There are reports of separate trailers and hi-fis before and after the gig, but they're playing 25-song sets. They're arriving on time. Let's not forget 25 years ago. I was there. It was a great gig, and you forget some of the small print, but they were 2 hours late on.
Why?
Well, I always thought it's probably sort of Axel exercising control, because I can, I'm the star. But a couple of times Duff said to me that he's actually quite shy. You don't think some guy who goes on and does a rock and roll show, but of course you put a facade on. And he was saying sometimes that Axel just could not quite psych himself up to go out and go, whoom, 80,000 people. So, I mean, Axel's an interesting character. Never gave too much of himself away, didn't talk to the press very much, whereas Slash and Duff are dream interviewees.
Now, talk to me about things that you may or may not bring to Slane, because there is a list.
There's a long list on the MCD website, so worth perusing. Things like back and waist packs, fold-up chairs, signs of any nature, iPads. A lot of bands are saying, look, don't hold up an iPad for 2.5 hours and block the view, so they're bad. And selfie sticks. These are things that you might well want to take down. They'll be taken off you and they won't be given back. So just check the website.
Some even umbrellas. It
umbrellas, shooting sticks, all that kind of thing.
The whole idea is that if you've got all this stuff, you're going to impede the view of other people behind, and also anything that resembles a stick, selfie or otherwise, is a potential weapon.
Well, absolutely. But I think the iPad thing for me, I was at a gig last year, and there's about 10 or 15 people around me holding these things up for that. But whatever about one or two photos. But you're going to get a wobbly, horrible video. And I think it was Jack White last year made a big stand in the Three Arena. First of all, he said, look, if you want to take photos, that's fine. But I've got a professional photographer. You're going to leave the gig tonight, go home. There'll be 200 photos there, high res. You can download whatever you want. But please live in the moment and don't spoil it for other people. So I actually applaud that particular regulation.
Because if you're spending your time trying to get that less than shaky shot, you're not really enjoying the gig, are you?
And they'll be alive at Slane. This is one of the gigs that bands want to play, you know, twice. But all around the world, the big bands see Slane as a real milestone. So there'll be Guns N' Roses live in Slane, I'm sure.
Now, since 1992, when they first appeared, it's been a sort of a rocky journey.
It's been a bumpy ride. Amazing to think, though, 30 years ago, almost the day, Appetite for Destruction came out, sold 30 million copies, and it's still a big catalogue record. It was kind of Led Zepp mixed with T-Rex and the Sex Pistols. It was classic rock, the aggression of punk, and a bit of, you know, guyliner. And of course, they had a load of fun. They were young, very pretty, running around Sunset Strip, hard to say. The girls loved them, and they fully lived the rock and roll dream. But of course, it turns nasty. If you get a chance to buy Steven Adler's My Appetite for Destruction, here is the drummer who's not been welcomed back into the fold. It really sort of illustrates just how low they fell. But it's all been turned around. I've met Duff a few times, very nice guy. First time I met him, he told me about how his pancreas had exploded. He had chemical burns from his stomach right down his side to his knee. They had to cut him open to let the steam out. Now, the last time he came, the first thing he did...
What caused it, do we know?
The pancreas bursting. And then, like, the enzymes aren't broken down and they turn acidic. So he nearly died. And actually, he's the only person in medical history, apparently, whose pancreas has grown back. The doctor's honest, there is a medical paper about Duff's pancreas. It defied medical science. But he came back in 2013 with his side project. And the first thing he did was organise a Bikram yoga class in Fairview. He rocks up at 9 o'clock in the morning. The yummy mummies are there in their leotards. And there's Duff McKagan doing all the moves. So he said he was given a second chance. He was drinking 20 bottles of wine a day. Though he made the point, fine vintages, they could afford the good stuff. It wasn't plonk, but it really spiraled out of control.
He's got an Irish heritage, has he not, Duff?
He does. The Harringtons from Cork on his mother's side, The day before Slane in 1992, they had a big party for him on the beach. And he said they stopped in every pub from, you know, Dublin down to Cork. And he can barely remember it. But there'll be about 80 Harringtons on the guest list tomorrow.
Now, you actually met Slash in Lily's Bordello.
Well, on occasion. Pat, yeah. Like yourself, I might repair to Lily's for a shandy. He'd come across to play with his mate Ronnie Wood in Vicar Street. Ronnie was doing a solo gig. And, of course, Paradise City was played and it was wonderful. So afterwards, I snuck in. There was not meant to be any media there, but my mate was working for Aitken. They very kindly said, look, if you're not reporting on it, you can be there. Very surreal. Van Morrison, Julia Roberts, Ronan Keating, Joe Elliott. I spent 30 minutes talking to Slash outside the toilet.
And what do you talk about when you meet Slash?
Stoke City and Port Vale. It sounds bizarre, but his dad, who's an artist, Anthony Hudson, is from Stoke. So he's a Brit, Slash. He left Stoke at 5, but he took the family support for Stoke City across to California with him. And he was telling me how he'd get out of bed at 6 in the morning for the midday Sky Sports fixture. And he said his big dream was to go to see a Stoke City Port Vale derby. So he's an interesting character, a massive music fan. I know that sounds obvious, but some people in bands kind of lose that. I remember meeting John Bon Jovi. It was like meeting the head of ICI. He was going to work. It was business. It was Bon Jovi Inc. Slash just will turn up anywhere to play with his heroes and still talks about, I mean, the way he talked about Ronnie Wood, it was like, oh my God. And Ronnie is obviously a veteran rocker, but Guns N' Roses were probably as big, if not bigger than the Stones at one point. But Slash was in awe of Ronnie Wood, and I love that.
And also was a big fan of Rory Gallagher.
Very much so, and reckons that Rory probably is the greatest guitarist of all time, and so say all of us. Johnny Marr would say that too. I mean, Rory still commands amazing respect. So yeah, I mean, Slash is a real musicologist. He will understand, you know, that very few bands get a second crack at Slane.
Yeah, and the second crack, I mean, they're playing 25 songs and they're doing covers and all that, so it's going to be a hugely entertaining gig. Mm. Everything will be familiar to the audience, and if the weather smiles, it's going to be pretty wonderful, I would suspect.
It's a greatest hits package. There's a lady in the lineup, Melissa Reese, doing keyboards and backing vocals and maybe bringing a civilising influence to proceedings. But she's amazing. Richard Fortus, the newish guitarist. It is a real band. There seems to be a chemistry on stage. I've seen full show videos and it doesn't look like them turning up to work. It looks like they're having a real ball. And of course, for Coachella last year, $1 million a man, it's all fairly lucrative work.
All right. And finally, how are they after 30 years of self-destruction? I mean, the fact that they're still standing is remarkable.
Well, Axel, who didn't really cane it, looks like he's been embalmed. I mean, he's a strange-looking man. It could be a waxwork. But Slash and Duff, considering all those bottles of wine, look fantastic. Actually, Pat, do we have time for a quick news flash?
Yeah.
Big news flash. Just announced Liam Gallagher is playing the Dublin Olympia on Saturday, June the 10th, his Irish solo bow. Tickets on sale now. Get on it.
And that's just come out. A quick one here from Fred. I was at Iron Maiden recently at the O2. I couldn't get, well, what is it now, the 3 Arena. I couldn't get over how many people were watching the gig through their iPads. It was so distracting. iPads should be banned because the phones are bad enough, but they're small. But the iPad is, you know,
it's horrible.
Chunky.
But it is, seriously, live in the moment. That's the beauty of live music. Watch the video in 3 months' time, but just go tomorrow, headbang your way through it, have a ball.
Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, thank you very much.